Maya Angelou had many ways of expressing herself. Poetry, dance, painting, singing, she did them all. Now, 6 months after her death, she returns in a new incarnation, hip-hop artist. Caged Bird Songs is a play on the long-ago autobiography that made Maya Angelou famous. The CD was one of the last projects she worked on, and it presents some of the author's most famous poems in a way they've never been heard before. Let's take a listen.
Dancing a funky chicken, eating ribs and tips, digging all the latest sound, drinking gin and sips. Now ain't that bad, ain't that black, ain't that black, and ain't that bad, ain't that bad, and ain't that black, and ain't that fine.
When you read the poems on the page, they can be interpreted rhythmically by the reader, but when Dr. Angelou reads them, there's no doubt that she was coming from a place of rhythm.
That's R&B music producer Sean Rivera. He co-produced this album. It was a few years ago we started wondering what it would sound like to put Angelou's words to music that wasn't even around when she first wrote most of them.
Somehow, over and over again, I kept hearing like music underneath what she was doing. She actually put the music into it. You can tell the rhythms were implied already, so she already was the first lady of hip-hop.
Rivera finally met Maya Angelou in 2008 at her 80th birthday party, and they began talking about the project. She had released spoken word albums before and, in fact, had won 3 Grammys for them. But what Angelou's grandson, Colin Johnson, likes about this latest project is that it allows her longtime fans to see a whole other side of her.
Some people can look at grandma as like a really heavy, kind of heady type of person, you know, really deep. But, you know, she liked to have fun. And she was a fun person. She gave the best parties, too, by the way. I mean, hands down, the best.
I'm the best that ever done it. Pow, pow. That's my title and I won it. Pow, pow. I ain't lying, I'm the best. Pow.
The CD is a compilation of archival readings and new recordings of Angelou. Colin Johnson hopes putting them to hip-hop will draw younger people to his grandmother's work.
One of the things that she speaks to, for me at least, is our humanity and where we can go as a people coming together. And I want that message to continue on for many different years.
In minor ways we differ, in major we're the same. I note the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friend, than we are unalike.
And here is the poet herself in an interview she did with AOL.com, speaking about the kind of person she wanted to touch with this project.
Some young woman who had decided that life owed her nothing and she owed nothing. She had decided that life had no promise for her, but she'll turn on the radio or pass a car with the radio booming and it will be playing something that came out of our meeting. And the young woman's eyes will open and her heart will be lifted up.
That's the late Maya Angelou. The album of her words set to hip-hop beats, Caged Bird Songs, is out now.
You may write me down in history.
You may write me down in history
with your bitter twisted lies.
With your bitter twisted lies.
You may trod me.
You may trod me
in the very dirt.
In the very dirt.
But still like dust.
But still